This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Coming up on 7 after the hour here on the DJV program, Thursday the 12th of May is upon us. I'm Doug with Jennifer, and Victoria J's off for the rest of the week. I noticed that we were talking about spies earlier and what they were finding out. That seemed kind of banal. I also noticed that in this same report, the combo of our spies working with Ukrainian spies, they found Russian documents that were left behind by soldiers, Russian soldiers, in some of the tanks that were sort of blown up. They were disabled. Key military documents that indicate that Putin has had plans to seize and kill all of the Ukrainian government officials. Get them all, round them up,
sure,
and kill them all.
Sure, he wants to replace the government with all pro-Putin people.
Yep.
That was the goal at the beginning.
Yeah.
He said he was going, I mean, that's why they were focusing on Kyiv, because they wanted to go in, get the government, knock them down, and take them over.
Yeah. Well, they haven't done that, thank heavens, and so hopefully they won't. Today is the end of National Nurses Week, which is supposedly to honor the who knew that there were 4.5 million nurses in our country? Did you know that? And there never are enough. Always looking for more. They've been observing this since 1954 on the birthday of Florence Nightingale. Remember who she was known as? The first lady with a lamp, first nurse. She was a British nurse credited with laying the foundation to the nursing practices that we see today, the good ones, hopefully, right? And so this day commemorates her legacy. A lot of nurses who are in private practice versus public practice, and I don't know, how do you differentiate? It seems it's all public. When I had my eye issue this weekend, went to the hospital, there's a physician's assistant who took care of my eye. They start out as nurses. Did you know that? They're training.
They have 2 years of medical, school.
And then they go on to take 2 years of medical, the different courses that doctors actually take. So, but the basics, you know, going back to biology in high school, before it all starts.
What I was going to do, I was going to be a PA. I thought it would be really cool.
Well, so why didn't you?
Too much. I fell into this, actually, to be quite honest.
Yeah, you fell into it. How charming.
To be a PA right now, I actually think, If you don't have the money to go all the way through medical school and you can get to be a physician assistant and do your 2 years, you can write prescriptions. There's a whole lot you can do. And I don't know if you guys have noticed this, but certainly in the New York, New Jersey area where we are, every private doctor group is now pretty much one doctor with a license and like seven PAs. And that's pretty much who you see. You see all the PAs. You very rarely can actually get to see the doctor whose license is on the building. But it's pretty much how, you know, a lot of. But, you know, every PA that, and over the last, you know, year and a half when I had my surgery, I was, you know, in doctor's offices a lot. And all the PAs that I dealt with were incredible. And so they were just, you know, it almost maybe makes sense to not go all the way for the MD and get the PA, and because they're in such demand. They're making good money, and they don't have as much debt as doctors do when you get out of school.
Yeah, it's really tough, though. All the debt going to school, no matter what it is that you're trying, what you're aspiring to do, I don't believe in government paying for college, but I don't believe that the colleges should be charging as much. There needs to be much more productivity, but see, they're mostly private, and even the public schools have this, the professors have this aura around them. I speak from experience because my daughter is a college professor at UCLA. She has two jobs there, though. She teaches four courses in Victorian literature, but she also is the head of the writing department. So that was, it was kind of, and they, this is the most unique, I'm very proud of her, actually. When she started teaching, she said one day to the head of the department, how come there's no writing? This is UCLA, this is Los Angeles. How come we don't have, and this is the biggest public institution, public college in the country, how come we don't have a writing course? Why aren't we teaching people how to write? We all know how difficult, even now, with youngsters, they don't know how to write. Really, they don't know how to write. So the head of the department said, yeah, you know, you're right, Dr. Stefan, I can hear it now. So why don't you look into it and make some recommendations? So she took it upon herself to start a project, and then when she brought the results back to the steering committee of the English department, they said, that's fabulous. You know, you're right, you're in charge. So, and you ladies will talk to her about that, I think, probably at dinner in a week from Monday. We have our chats. We're going to be in Los Angeles to accept on, I'm not going to accept it because it wasn't me that won the award. Jennifer and Victoria and Jay won the Gracie Award for syndicated, what is actually the category? Syndicated.
Syndicated talk radio commercial co-hosts.
Yeah. Co-hosts, right, exactly. So, by and because the Gracies are all about women radio, it couldn't be that a man would win, right?
We're, no, men win. You've
they
been
do? The,
on
a Gracie?
Yes. Yes. Our,
really?
Yes, our consultant has corrected you several times. You don't have to be a woman to win. You can either be a woman in radio and television, or you produce or host content that's directed towards women.
Hmm. I don't remember him correcting me.
Oh, he'll probably email us right now and do
right
it again.
Now, yeah,
maybe you'll get another correction.
Yeah, it's happened multiple times because I've been on the thread.
Mid-course correction, yes. All right, speaking about mid-course corrections, Joe Biden has been yelling about food lines and that sort of thing. We have a Houston, we have a problem here. There has been a new plan announced to boost U.S. agricultural production because of Ukraine. Because of what's going on, generally speaking, we are being asked to provide more food. We're being asked to provide food for the Ukrainians. They don't have enough certainly to supply themselves, and there's not really enough production in Europe to supply Ukraine. So we're being asked now, we have a challenge here in our country because we're losing land fast to development. The cost of running a farm, the family farmers are having a real tough time making it. So apparently, I don't follow the blame game. Okay, we can blame Putin for the food prices. Yep. Okay, so that's one discussion. Then what do we do about it? How do we fix the problem? And so apparently, Jennifer, the House is, there's a committee in the House that's studying the Ag Committee to see if we can't come up with yet another bill to support farmers to boost crop production to counter the need for food here, but also to help with exports to feed the Ukrainians. So who knows how much this bill is going to be, but it's more
money.
I don't
know. This is where we get ourselves into a real problem because And this is, and believe me, this is not just a Democrat problem. This is not just a Biden problem. But the idea is to spend, and they don't make cuts anywhere else. And so you can't do
that. Yeah, they don't daylight
or
sunset. It's the sunset provision
right.
They should put to every piece of legislation. They don't do that. There are people in jobs that have no value whatsoever that are still getting a paycheck. Federal jobs, state jobs. I know in my community, at a meeting with the mayor yesterday, there are three distinct. There's the Public Works Department, there's the Parks Department, and then there's Buildings and Grounds. And they all have their own trucks, they all have their own carpenters, they all have their own mechanics, they all have their own buildings. And the mayor says, this is crazy. What are we, why are we doing this? We don't need to have three, we need to compartmentalize. What is it?
Compartmentalize.
Thank you, that too. And so that's what they're going to do. But you think the unions are going to like that? Ew!
Well, so, I mean, it's the thing with the budget. Nobody wants to lose any money, so we print more money, and now we're stuck. And so, we talked earlier about what do? We can't just keep sending more money to Ukraine. We want to help, but, I mean, at some point, you're killing yourself to do that. And so what do you do? Well, you could, if you make the decision to help Ukraine, make some cuts here at home. But nobody is willing to do that. That's what we would have to do. If we have to spend money, if our pipes explode in our house, and we have to spend money on pipes, well, then we have to maybe cut down on the vacations that we take during the summer. I mean, that's how a household budget works. And on a grand scale, that's sort of how the government works. We just need to make it go that way. And, you know, in addition to just the food, the baby formula shortage is really catching fire. People are very concerned because some kids are relying on formula to, you know, parents are relying on that to feed their kids.
Yeah. Okay, so the Fauci says there's not going to be a declaration the pandemic is over. Okay, so who cares? The number of people vaccinated, the number of people getting the second booster shot sort of way down. And does that mean that we have more deaths coming? That people
they
who are
expect
vaccinated.
A rise. Well, there's they expect more deaths coming. That's been one of the latest reports that's been going around, especially in New York and New Jersey. Hospitalizations are starting to tick up again, but they're only really happening in older people.
Yeah.
So this is still, regardless of vaccination or booster status, this new variant, the current one that's going around, is still really affecting older people.
Today, we have to celebrate this before Jennifer goes, is National Limerick Day. It was an old man with a beard who said, "It is just as I feared. Two owls and a hen, four larks and a wren, have all built their nests in my beard." There was a young lady of Dorking who bought a large bonnet for walking, but its color and size so bedazzled her eyes that she very soon went back to Dorking. Got one, ladies?
What is Dorking?
There once was a man from Nantucket.
That's my favorite one.
That's not for consumption on the radio. There was a young person of Crete whose toilet was far from complete. She dressed in a sack, speckled with black, that budsman, I don't know, I didn't like that one.
Okay. What are you doing?
Just kind of going, I was hoping you'd come up with something besides Nantucket.
Oh, real quick.
There's no cleverness amongst the ladies here. Leave it to me. 18 past the hour.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exogen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exogen.
New message.
Hey, girlfriend, it's Carol from Jury Duty. We never actually spoke, but I saw you ordered the same hoagie as me at lunch. What are the chances? Anywho, I heard you just got a boat. We should totally grab some hoagies and take it out for a spin.
When you get a boat, you also get new friends. Make sure Progressive's one of them and get coverage today for as little as $100 a year.
Do I want to feel the wind in my hair? Guilty as charged. Oh, seriously, let's ride on your boat.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Annual premium for basic liability policy not available in all states.
I tend to second-guess dinners with friends because they're often interrupted by diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or oily stools. It turns out I have EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, which means I'm missing the enzymes needed to digest food. My doctor prescribed Creon pancrelipase, an oral prescription medication that replaces pancreatic digestive enzymes. Creon treats EPI due to cystic fibrosis, chronic pancreatitis, pancreatectomy, or other conditions.
Creon may increase your chance of fibrosing colonopathy, a rare bowel disorder. Tell your doctor if you have a history of intestinal blockage or scarring or thickening of your bowel wall, if you're allergic to pork, or if you have gout, kidney problems, or worsening of painful swollen joints. Call your doctor if you have any unusual or severe gastrointestinal symptoms or allergic reactions. Take Creon as directed by your doctor and always with food. Do not chew capsules, as this may cause mouth irritation. Other side effects may include blood sugar changes, gas, dizziness, sore throat, and cough. These are not all the side effects of Creon.
Creon is the number one prescribed EPI treatment. Ask your doctor about Creon for EPI and visit Creon.com or call 800-633-9110 to learn more. That's Creon.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
The American Family Farmer Podcast. Neighbors and farmers have to work together to come to an understanding, a realization, if you will, that there are common interests and there are common needs. And my advice has always been, we have to learn how to live together. And that's a pretty natural process for farmers. Things have changed a lot in my lifetime and in yours as well.
Get the podcast at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Three after the hour now on the DJV program, Victoria and I are going to go through a couple of more of the trending items, the gossipy stuff from social media that have been on the top of people's minds, trending in the last 24 hours. One of them affects, this is, I guess, when we get to it, you'll say, oh, well, what do you expect from Harvey Weinstein? Stein, yeah, okay. Stein or Stein. Anyway, he's back at it with some claims about Minnie Driver. We'll talk about that after this.
Here's the deal. I've had constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating for years. I've tried a lot of laxatives and fiber supplements, but my symptoms keep coming back.
You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements, and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
All right, so not that you expect anything from Harvey Weinstein that is anything other than garbage coming out of his mouth or the pores in his body. The actress Minnie Driver, who's always been, I don't know how to quite describe what I think of her. There's something about her that's lilting. I'm not sure, is that the right word for it? The things that she's been in, I think that she, the movies that she's been in, she sort of plays in a very subtle way, kind of a sexy, she presents herself that way. You think that's right or not, Victoria?
I can't say I've ever seen her in a role that I would call a sexy role, but I think she's a really good actress. She's a British actress. She's best known for Good Will Hunting. She played the love interest of Matt Damon. They were actually dating in real life while filming that movie.
Yes.
There's another movie that she was fantastic in. She played an Irish girl in a movie called Circle of Friends, which is a wonderful movie. She's just really talented. She was also on Will and Grace for a long time as a really funny guest character. So she can kind of do it all. She also has a pretty lucrative singing career.
Oh, does she? I guess I knew that. She has a group. Yeah.
So she's really kind of a triple threat. But in this new interview that she gave with the UK Times, the reason that she's trending is, I don't know how, but somehow, you know, Harvey Weinstein and that whole thing came up because he had produced Good Will Hunting. And Minnie Driver said that Harvey Weinstein told the Minnie Driver said that that Harvey Weinstein told the other producers on the film, along with the casting director and Matt Damon, who was the star, that, you know, she was not basically sexy enough for the role. And so, you know,
she also wasn't behind the scenes. Yeah, not somebody that you want to take out for dinner.
she was dating Matt Damon at the time. Yeah. So Harvey Weinstein apparently was very against having her cast
in
that role.
Didn't Damon confront
Weinstein? You're thinking of Brad Pitt. He grabbed him by the collar after Angelina Jolie had told him that he was up to, you know, shenanigans.
Yeah, right. Wonderful fellow, that Harvey Weinstein. It's 28 after the hour.
I tend to second guest dinners with friends because they're often interrupted by diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or oily stools. It turns out I have EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, which means I'm missing the enzymes needed to digest food. My doctor prescribed Creon pancrelipase, an oral prescription medication that replaces pancreatic digestive enzymes. Creon treats EPI due to cystic fibrosis, chronic pancreatitis, pancreatectomy, or other conditions.
Creon may increase your chance of fibrosing colonopathy, a rare bowel disorder. Tell your doctor if you have a history of intestinal blockage or scarring or thickening of your bowel wall, if you're allergic to pork, or if you have gout, kidney problems, or worsening of painful swollen joints. Call your doctor if you have any unusual or severe gastrointestinal symptoms or allergic reactions. Take Creon as directed by your doctor and always with food. Do not chew capsules, as this may cause mouth irritation. Other side effects may include blood sugar changes, gas, dizziness, sore throat, and cough. These are not all the side effects of Creon.
Creon is the number one prescribed EPI treatment. Ask your doctor about Creon for EPI and visit Creon.com or call 800-633-9110 to learn more. That's Creon.com.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exogen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exogen.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
How long does it take to tackle a home project? With Angie, you could cross it off your list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need. Indoor or outdoor, repair or redesign, and we handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. You don't have to lift a finger, except to tap the screen or click the mouse. Plus, Angie is free to use. So bring us your next home project, and we'll bring it home. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's ANGI.com to get...
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The nation is waking up to another grim COVID milestone. 1 million people have now lost their lives to the virus. President Biden updating the death toll overnight, sending prayers to all the loved ones left behind. The Senate is expected to vote next week on a bill to help restaurants, bars, and other small businesses stay in business. The $48 billion aid package is aimed at restaurants and bars, buses and ferries, gyms, minor league teams, live event support companies, and border region businesses. Those enterprises were hit particularly hard and saw big revenue losses during the pandemic. President Biden is set to host leaders of Southwest Asian nations at the White House on Thursday and Friday. The leaders set to discuss China's influence on the region and Russia's invasion of Ukraine. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Reacting to the latest consumer price index data, President Biden calls inflation unacceptably high. White House Director of the National Economic Council, Brian Deese, says the president is already doing what he can to fight inflation.
The president's taking action right now, not waiting a single day.
The CPI rose 0.3% in April, while the year-over-year increase was 8.3%. A federal appeals court says a California law banning sales of semi-automatic weapons to people under 21 years old is unconstitutional. The Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals ruled the law, in effect since last July, infringes on their Second Amendment rights. The judge cited the young adults who fought and died in the American Revolution to help establish America and eventually the Constitution that protects the right to bear arms. One state is doing what they can to try to control the bird flu.
The state of Michigan is working to combat avian flu. Michigan officials have temporarily banned all poultry and waterfowl exhibitions amid the bird flu outbreak that's spreading quickly across the U.S. Farms have been forced to euthanize millions of birds. State officials said the ban would last until Michigan goes 30 days without a case of the avian flu. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
The NBA playoffs continue tonight with the Dallas Mavericks hosting the Phoenix Suns. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
DJV Health Podcast with Dr. Jack Stockwell.
You're constantly exposed to bugs. You're constantly exposed to viruses, to microbes, to bacteria. You can't get away from those things any more than a fish can get away from water. You live in an absolute atmosphere filled with these microbes. And so you've got these processes inside your body to constantly defend you from these things.
All DJV Health Podcasts can be found at djvhealthshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Now 34 after the hour on the DJV program. Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan. Jennifer's gone to KRLA, and Jay has gone to Las Vegas, which is the better
jealous
trip.
I wish I was still in Vegas.
You liked it there? Would you like to live there?
No, I could never live anywhere that was landlocked. I'm a beach girl.
Ah, yes.
But I liked visiting. That was my first time in Vegas, and we had a wonderful time. So yeah. I would definitely love to go back.
Interesting place, no question about it.
Yeah.
And you think about how it was created, Bugsy Siegel driving through the middle of the desert and just stopping.
Right.
And putting a stake in the ground. All right, let's build a city here. And look what's happened. Pretty amazing. Don't forget, those of you who are just joining us, today is National Limerick Day. Let's see here. There was a young woman named Bright You'll like this one, Victoria. Whose speed was much faster than light. She set out one day in a relative way and returned on the previous night. This is silly, silly stuff. You know who I'd have the best time with doing these? Miles.
Your grandson?
Yeah. There's just something about this. I could hear him laughing and then trying to come up with one himself. There was an odd fellow named Gus. When traveling, he made such a fuss. He was banned from the train, not allowed on a plane, and now he travels only by bus.
That's a cute one for Miles.
Yes, it is. Naomi Judd's funeral, or memorial, perhaps more poignantly, being broadcast on CMT this Sunday, 7 o'clock Eastern Time. It's called Naomi Judd, A River of Time Celebration. It'll be at the Ryman Auditorium, no surprise there. Tributes from her daughters. And there will be, I guess, plenty of people.
I bet a lot of musical
friends,
people.
A lot of people there.
Yeah, I'm sure there will be a lot of surprises, I'm sure. You know, the Judds were so respected in country music for so long. They had so many hits. And especially since Naomi died so tragically, I think that it, you know, just, and I think they had just performed, and she and Wynonna had just performed the night before.
Yes.
And so it was a real shock to everyone.
Yeah. You wonder what triggers these sorts of things.
She had been suffering from depression and mental illness for a really long time. She'd been very vocal about it. But
I just wonder what happened to trigger, because that's always what it is. And there's I was looking at a study this morning, Victoria, about mental health and how it benefits from even a short social media break. This is in the journal Cyber Psychology. Who would have known there's a journal called Cyber Psychology? But there is, because there's so much, you know, it's such a factor and created by all kinds of things, but mostly the chemical imbalances. If you use drugs or abuse drugs or abuse alcohol, I saw it as I grew up. You know, it completely, literally destroys your brain. And so whatever mental your mind loses, the literal, it sounds kind of back to the lunatic asylum days, when they said people were lunatics when they lost their mind, but they really do lose their mind. It is eaten up by the alcohol. Alcohol is a horribly dementing substance. The alcohol, people used to drink wood alcohol straight. And that's just like you might as well pour bleach into your head, because it just wipes it out. Anyway, the business of social media also, I mean, I think that's, do I sound old when I suppose maybe I guard myself, because sometimes when you talk about with me the things that my attitude, you think I sound old. I had a conversation with somebody the other day who wanted to know why I didn't respond to his email. He said, I sent you an email an hour ago. I said, yeah, so? Well, don't you respond? I said, yeah, when I see it, but I'm not tethered. I don't have an iPhone in my pocket. It sits in my truck or my car or at home. I use it when I need to, but I'm not dependent on it, and I don't live my life around it. But apparently, even for my age, you see a lot of people my age wandering around looking at the screen. Okay, what's next? What do they want?
That actually makes me happy when I see that.
It is, really.
Because I think that no generation, aside from the baby boomers, have had more of a digital divide. Like, you guys grew up in a completely analog world. Generation X, which is your offspring, grew up in pretty much a hybrid digital world.
Yes.
And so, you know, depending on where you went to school.
They didn't have it until the 90s. My daughter she was in college in
the 90s. I mean, in the 80s, there were computers everywhere. So kids were learning on computers.
I remember getting
80s.
One of those, what they call it, 65s, Commodore?
Commodore 64.
Commodore 64.
Right.
Yeah.
And so, the reason I say it makes me happy when I see baby boomers walking around with iPhones or using smart technology is because it makes me feel like you guys are not being totally left behind. And it's only getting now. There, you know, there's beyond Gen X, then there are millennials, and then there's Gen Z, and Gen Alpha, or whatever they think they are, the little ones now coming along, who are all learning computer coding. So just within a couple generations, you know, boomers are really it's just a huge digital divide for you guys.
Well, to go back to the mental health stuff and Naomi Judd, I didn't realize that apparently Ashley was interviewed yesterday and she said their mother shot herself. And so I thought it was pills at first. But, you know, again, what creates, where are you?
I'm surprised Ashley went public with that. I had heard that, but I thought it would remain, you know, kind of
behind
the scenes.
Good morning,
and Wynonna apparently were in the house and heard the gunshot. Her mom just said, "I can't do this anymore," and left the room, and that was the end of it.
Yeah.
It was just devastating.
Can't imagine. But it's all part of this. Was Naomi a drinker? I don't know that she was.
I don't know enough about her background. I don't know. I don't know. I don't want to speculate.
We'll talk about that a little bit more in depth on our podcast, DJV Health Show. Dr. Ken Kronhaus, this weekend, we'll deal with that and many other questions and updates on what's going on in the medical world. He studies all of the journals and has comments and thoughts about how they impact you. So you want to catch the DJV Health podcast. Most recent one was, in part, a focus on sleeping and how COVID affects your sleeping permanently. And we talk about the new Moderna vaccines and what's going to happen this fall, et cetera, et cetera. And we focused on avocados and how they can save you, reduce the risk of a heart attack by 21%. Who knew that? You like avocados?
Love avocados.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
I didn't realize. I know they're good for cholesterol, like for boosting your, you know, the quote-unquote good cholesterol.
Right.
But I didn't realize how heart healthy they were. That's wonderful.
Very good. Yep. So check that out. All the DJV Show Health Podcasts with Jack and with Ken, available free, djvhealthshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts. You know how that works. The mosquito season is upon us. People are concerned about, I know in my neck of the woods, the ticks are out. I've had 3 tick bites already, including one on my arm. I don't know if I take a picture and put it on social media.
Phil and I were actually just talking about this during the break. There's some tiny tick that if it bites you, the reaction that you have is that it makes you allergic to red meat.
Oh,
and not just allergic, like you feel sick if you eat red meat. You go into anaphylaxis. Like,
really?
It's really severe. Yeah. And apparently there are cases that are rising.
It's a good thing I don't eat red meat.
Yeah, I know. People all of a sudden go to have a steak or a burger, and they end up in the hospital, and they almost die.
Wow.
And that's happened to a couple people so far.
Well, this is the first couple. I had a regular tick on the back of my neck, and then on my stomach, these things that bore into your skin, there was one on my arm that got under my skin, and it took me 3 or 4 tries using betadine and all kinds of sprays to loosen it up, and I had to go in with the tweezers, and I don't think I ever got the whole thing out because they just dig in. And, you know, so there's that, and there are mosquitoes. This is not good news. They're breeding all over the place this spring. Apparently, there's some research that's been done this spring at the Walter Reed Hospital in Washington. The fellow paying for it was Elon Musk, Victoria. His goal, he said, was to get rid of the mosquito, and in order to do that, you got to find out, you know, more about them. And he was, because he's from South Africa, the mosquitoes are down there awful. I mean, they're like the size of a nickel.
Well, and people die of malaria all the time in Africa.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah, I'm sure that's something he's well aware of.
Yeah, right. So anyway, the bottom line is that there are things out there. There are natural things you can use, not DEET. A lot of people just grab for DEET because it does a good job. It also gets into the pores of your skin and into your body. It's a very dangerous chemical. So if you can find things that are natural, you can apply to your skin. This is the time of year people
are going
to be.
It's hard, though. I've tried every natural.
I know.
Mosquitoes find me. I live on the shore in Jersey, and they're just awful here.
They love you, I bet.
Oh, my God. They find me, and they just, yeah, it's terrible. And I tried every all-natural thing, and it's not easy to find something that really works.
No, I mean,
some stuff just makes you smell really bad, and it doesn't even work.
Well, I just saw something about drinking a glass of wine is a good way to get away. I didn't realize that, getting away from it. Here's a reminder about losing weight and keeping it off quickly from Calitrin. They've got three ways for you to lose the weight. The powder, the capsule, and the liquid now. And this is the last week of the Mother's Day special. Buy three, get three free. Guaranteed to lose weight and keep it off the natural way. Check it out at toploss.com. And when you do check out, use the discount code DJV.
Before Bamboo HR, I feel like crying just thinking about it.
We were still handling everything via paper, and we literally had paper stack.
It was all in spreadsheets and like folders.
From the moment I started using it, I felt calmer.
As soon as we started using the Bamboo like onboarding checklist, I mean, it was extremely easy.
Headcount, turnover, years of service. Like there's just so many different reports that I use at different points in time.
I'm like totally set free to focus on the people, to focus on development, to focus on team dynamics.
It's freeing me up to do more of the stuff that actually matters in HR, which is interacting with people, learning from them, and then building stuff for them.
Everything is in this one place. I can't even imagine what it would be like without Bamboo HR.
We're Bamboo HR, and we'd love to set you free to do great work. Come try our award-winning all-in-one HR software for free with no strings attached. Visit BambooHR.com/demo for this free trial offer. That's BambooHR.com/demo.
Calitrin is collagen. We're born with collagen. We lose it. You're putting back into your body what your body has naturally. There are no drugs. There are no stimulants. And what it does, it supports the lean muscle. It burns your stored fat. You're going to more than likely see inch loss before weight loss. That doesn't happen fast. Also, if you have anything joint-wise, muscle-wise, it's going to go there first. You know, your body breaks down the collagen protein, and one of those proteins is glycine, which helps your body sleep more soundly. So there's many, many benefits, but it's one of your few that your heart patients, your diabetics, if you're on prescription meds, it will not interact at all.
There's a 45-day money-back guarantee. Use the code DJV for free shipping and to get these BOGO deals. It's a great way to lose weight, the healthiest way to do it in America. Check it all out at toploss.com.
I tend to second-guess dinners with friends because they're often interrupted by diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or oily stools. It turns out I have EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, which means I'm missing the enzymes needed to digest food. My doctor prescribed Creon pancrolipase, an oral prescription medication that replaces pancreatic digestive enzymes. Creon treats EPI due to cystic fibrosis, chronic pancreatitis, pancreatectomy, or other conditions.
Creon may increase your chance of fibrosing colonopathy, a rare bowel disorder. Tell your doctor if you have a history of intestinal blockage or scarring or thickening of your bowel wall, if you're allergic to pork, or if you have gout, kidney problems, or worsening of painful swollen joints. Call your doctor if you have any unusual or severe gastrointestinal symptoms or allergic reactions. Take Creon as directed by your doctor and always with food. Do not chew capsules, as this may cause mouth irritation. Other side effects may include blood sugar changes, gas, dizziness, sore throat, and cough. These are not all the side effects of Creon.
Creon is the number one prescribed EPI treatment. Ask your doctor about Creon for EPI and visit Creon.com or call 800-633-9110 to learn more. That's Creon.com.
Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. With Angie, you could cross your next project off your to-do list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need, and we'll handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. Or browse reviews, compare quotes from pros, and connect instantly, all for free. For everything from routine maintenance to a dream remodel. Because however you want your project done, we'll get it done. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's
when I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
I tend to second-guess dinners with friends because they're often interrupted by diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or oily stools. It turns out I have EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, which means I'm missing the enzymes needed to digest food. My doctor prescribed Creon pancrelipase, an oral prescription medication that replaces pancreatic digestive enzymes. Creon treats EPI due to cystic fibrosis, chronic pancreatitis, pancreatectomy, or other conditions.
Creon may increase your chance of fibrosing colonopathy, a rare bowel disorder. Tell your doctor if you have a history of intestinal blockage or scarring or thickening of your bowel wall, if you're allergic to pork, or if you have gout, kidney problems, or worsening of painful swollen joints. Call your doctor if you have any unusual or severe gastrointestinal symptoms or allergic reactions. Take Creon as directed by your doctor and always with food. Do not chew capsules, as this may cause mouth irritation. Other side effects may include blood sugar changes, gas, dizziness, sore throat, and cough. These are not all the side effects of Creon.
Creon is the number one prescribed EPI treatment. Ask your doctor about Creon for EPI and visit Creon.com or call 800-633-9110 to learn more. That's Creon.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Aha! 53 past the hour. On the DJV program, Doug Steffen here with Victoria Keelan and Chuck Curry, our movie man. It's Movie Moments. We start with a theme from Pulp Fiction, which actually was a pop instrumental hit. Was it The Ventures? Who did that?
Dick Dale.
I don't remember. Who was it?
Dick Dale.
Dick Dale. Dick Dale. Okay, that's right. Thank you, Phil. All right, so Chucker, we're focused on Pulp Fiction. Because Travolta had hair then, what's the scoop?
He did. Well, actually, this day in movie history, May 12th, 1994, Pulp Fiction premiered at the Cannes Film Festival, changed lives. Travolta gave rebirth to his career. Quentin Tarantino in his second film really became a dominant player in the industry. It was nominated for Best Picture. Didn't win. Shawshank Redemption also was nominated for Best Picture that year, but Forrest Gump went up winning the Oscar. Think about that. Pulp Fiction, Shawshank Redemption, Forrest Gump.
Of that group, Shawshank Redemption was the best movie.
And compare that to what they're making now.
Yeah,
very
trash.
Good.
Yeah, garbage.
Well, it's all just superhero stuff now. There aren't any movies with, like, I sound like I'm ancient, but there aren't movies with, like, stories anymore.
Well, there are, but you have to look for
it. Coda was a good movie. Coda was
yes. Coda. That's an exception.
But. It's not in the same league as those three films I just mentioned.
Mm. Well, I don't know what that means. They still go to the theater and people pay the same amount of money to go see them. So it's kind of discriminatory to say, well, they aren't. Whatever, as I've said many times in the last week or so, finishing. No, I'm finishing my sentence first.
Sure.
Thank you.
Sure.
The new Liam Neeson movie is a quality flick that would be something that people would enjoy because it actually is a story, which is what you were talking about. Okay, please continue, Charles.
But here's the thing. 1972, Godfather wins the Oscar for Best Picture. We're in 2022. People still watch that movie. People still talk about the movie. My point is, if a movie's going to win, movies that win the Oscar for Best Picture or nominated should be movies that people ultimately will watch in 10, 20, yeah. 30 years, right? So a lot of the stuff that's won Oscars for Best Picture in the last 10 years, The Artist, Moonlight, these movies, they might be good, but they're not movies people are going to watch in 20, 30 years. Pulp Fiction is one. Shawshank Redemption, one of the greatest movies of all time. Forrest Gump, an awesome movie. People still watch those movies. That's why they call them.
Would you believe I've never seen Forrest Gump?
Really?
Oh, that's a wonderful movie. That's a wonderful movie.
But I've never seen it.
Oh, my
never
gosh. I can't. But you're right, Chuck. People see that over and over.
No, even on an airplane, I haven't seen it. Yeah. No, I haven't. Today's National Twilight Zone Day, back to the 1950s, the debut of the series on this date, 1959. So that impacted
one of, if not the greatest piece of television ever aired, in my opinion. So thought-provoking, way ahead of its time. Rod Serling was a brilliant mind who wrote just about every single episode.
Wasn't there an attempt to make a movie out of that, too?
Yeah, they did. They did a movie in 83, and some of the segments were pretty good. They had good directors. Spielberg directed a segment. John Lithgow got nominated for an Oscar for Best Supporting Actor for his segment. There's a lot of good stuff. Joe Dante directed the segment. I like that movie, but the original show, and they've rebooted the TV show a few times, decent, but the original, some of those episodes, like 20 of those episodes, absolutely iconic pieces of television.
Yeah, they really are. Speaking of that, Disney's stock went up 3% yesterday, because they have beat the expectation on subscriber growth, 200 million streaming subscribers.
Well, that's what they want. They're on target. What they did is 8 million new subscribers in the last 3 months of this year, up 33% year to year. They now have 137 million subscribers overall on their goal, which they're well on the way to, of 250 ultimately. So they're taking some market share, it appears, from Netflix.
Yeah, I think that's... Well, yeah. Netflix, everybody was talking about how it was going down. They didn't really lose that much.
No, they didn't. No, they
reality.
Didn't.
Well, but they lost 200,000 subscribers in one quarter.
Yeah, but they have 221 million subscribers.
Yeah, but the problem, though, is that it's a trend. It's a downward trend, and they now anticipate that they could lose up to 2 million by the end of the year. So it's not looking great. And Netflix doesn't really have anything that's new right now that's drawing people in. People are going over to Disney Plus because Ewan McGregor is about to be Obi-Wan Kenobi in the brand new series.
They got Disney has Star Wars.
Yep.
And they have all the Marvel.
I want to see it at the movies. Movies.
Oh, my God. You can't watch a miniseries in a movie theater.
Well, so make a movie out of the miniseries.
I've got one more thing real quick. Avatar 2 trailer drew 148 million viewers in one day, 24 hours. So that movie will do fairly well in December, no doubt.
59 passed.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's one. Rad. Consistent results when used for heart problems. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious that if he hadn't made it to the hospital in time, he would have died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives, he tried Extendivite. While taking Extendivite, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.